HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogaine with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
We're just blowing through today. It's flying by, so let's get through it. It's 9:24 right now, and Eric's got all the things he can release upon you at this very moment. I like releasing on the city, and Eric is going to do it now. All the downloads, fun, music, movies, DVDs, games, all the fun stuff right there. As King of Kittens, I tell you, release me!
All right, boys, we'll start with video games. There's not a whole lot out today, but one old-school game from 2001, Onimusha, Warlords. It's actually being released now on PS4 and Xbox One. It came out back in 2001. Badass samurai game. I used to love that game. It was so cool. I don't know if it's still, like, it's still good, you know, after all these years. But
probably not.
You can now get it on the newer.
It's usually pretty disappointing when the video games you try to revisit. Like, ooh. Although I do have that big sit-down, all the 80s games and stuff at my house. I've got that little table.
Yeah.
There's 2,000 games in there. Centipede, and that holds up. That's a tough game still to this very minute. That's still fun.
It's weird like how like the old 80s and 90s games hold up, and then but the ones from like the early 2000s don't really hold up as well.
Because there's so much going on. These linear games are easy. A friend of mine came over to my house around the Christmas break, and I hadn't seen him forever. And he has a son who's, I guess he's 13. And so he's at my house, and he wanted to play air hockey, so he's playing air hockey for a second. He goes, "What's the table?" And I'm like, "Oh, well, back in my day, that's what video games look like." And he goes, "Oh, do you have Pac-Man?" And I'm like, "Yeah, there's Pac-Man." He goes, "What about Miss Pac-Man?" I'm like, "How do you know all this stuff?" And he goes, "Cool." Next thing, he's over there playing...
rocking it out.
Yeah, he's playing Centipede and Zaxxon. And, like, he knew them all. And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, we got all this stuff."
He's retro, man.
"This is awesome. You're never going to get laid, kid." Knowing all this. But, yeah, he was killer on it, too. And Tempest. Oh, so many good games on it. So they do hold up. But, yeah, the ones... Once they started to go circular... Instead of just down a line, they're not as fun.
I used to love Twisted Metal, and then I tried playing
it.
And
I'm like, awful.
The graphics are kind of off.
They updated it, made it too cartoonish, but I'm with you on that one.
Let's see. Streaming on Netflix. We got American Gangster, the movie with Denzel Washington.
Denzel. Oh, yeah.
That's always a great
What's
movie.
That doing coming out now?
Well, Netflix has stuff that pops in and out.
They need to slow down. You got too much for me to choose from at this point.
Carmen Sandiego, a Netflix original. I don't know if is this live
Denzel.
Action or is it.
And Denzel's in that as well.
Maybe Toledo can look it up.
Oh, you like hot sauce?
He's the king of Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, it's an animated.
Oh. This is the one that used to go missing all the time?
I guess so, but they made her a hot animated
sexy
character.
Man!
The whole story.
Hello.
Kinda like me some Carmen Sandiego.
Welcome to Val Training Academy.
What's he got, like a 12-inch waist?
Valtrex Academy? What?
Of a professional thief, there will be no turning back.
You're the finest criminal in our class.
I realized stealing isn't.
Wait, Carmen Sandiego was a criminal? We were looking for a criminal the whole time?
I guess so. I thought she was like a spy.
Especially
so
when you're willing to steal lives.
Who are you? Really?
Mm.
You can call me Carmen.
Damn, Carmen.
She is thin.
Vile is stealing from all over the world.
She's got a fat ass,
pissed
though.
Off.
Yeah, everybody's going to be mad. That...
Sunny Ecuador.
Damn. Got a fat ass. Got a thick ass, Carmen.
I'll secure any valuable artifacts Vile might exploit.
All right, I'm excited. It shouldn't be this hard watching a cartoon.
You might not be quite as excited about this one. Grace and Frankie, season 5.
Oh, no. Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. Keep the heart on going.
Yeah, you're into
what's
that?
Yeah. I like them. They're funny. That's what's great about it.
It's lasted a long time. Season 5 there?
They've lasted a long time.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Yeah. We have still been going. Parent trapped.
We got to get out of here.
Woohoo! How could the kids not have told us the house sold?
Someone's coming. Get down.
Pandupat. It seems you're breaking an inter-ring.
All right, that's RuPaul.
Where's Dolly Parton at?
She's not in it. That's 9 to 5. She's upstairs with Mr. Hart. They're putting a garage door opener on his dog chains.
HBO Now, you can watch Ocean's 8 if you're into the...
The lady version?
Yeah, the lady version.
Wasn't that last week?
Well, no, it's just out on HBO Now.
Oh.
True Detective also, the season premiere.
That was so also last week.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying it's out there on HBO.
He's reminding
you. Oh, you're reminding me.
It's coming up on HBO.
Don't forget.
Now.
Don't forget. I told you last week.
There's nothing else streaming.
Yeah, okay. So might as well just bring it past.
I will. Papa Roach. Let's get to the music.
All right.
Yeah, we know. True Detective.
We saw this last week.
You're the one that brought it up.
I watched this last week with you guys.
Is this on?
No. Oh, that's for Brady and his Alzheimer's. I see what you're doing.
There's nothing else streaming worth a damn. I'm just reminding you.
It's still out.
Still out. True Detective. And actually, what it came out, you could just watch True Detective this weekend. So I mentioned it last week.
Right.
It just aired this past weekend.
Yeah,
and it's great.
Harrison's awesome in it.
No, that's really old.
Oh.
Sorry.
Music. Papa Roach. Who do you trust? The music. They're back.
I haven't.
Toledo's getting there eventually.
Is that it?
It's buffering.
Really knocked out by them live. I wasn't a huge Papa Roach fan until we had him at that festival. I'm like, these guys are good. Like, they were fun. I'm crawling with the rats and the roaches. Never turn my back to the vultures. I'ma need to check on your coach, cause you never know when the enemy approaches. Who do you trust? Tell me, who do you trust? I see him coming at us, but when the Molotov drops, tell me, who do you trust? What else they got on there?
This one's not the only one.
I was screwed up. I was angry at the world. I feel like I was a loser. I had a chip on my shoulder then, in a low place. Wishing I was anywhere else but there, on a California highway. I was broke, but I always had time to spare. You know, hard times always come easy.
It's got me. It's catchy.
How about Elevate?
Solid.
Elevate. I'm in the Imagine Dragons route with the old Papa Roach.
Pattern to Brian May. We need something for the audience to see.
That's great.
I swear to God that it might just be the death of me. Just count the reasons why I'm crazy. Yeah, it's stressing me.
They're sounding a little different.
Yeah. Very, very Imagine Dragons is what I'm getting off of that. All right, Papa Roach. Hey.
They're going after a Super Bowl performance.
That's not dumb. $1 billion in your pocket once you do that.
One of the Jacksons has an album. It's not the Jackson you're thinking of. This is a white Jackson, Joe Jackson.
This is stepping out.
Jackson.
This is the, ooh, babe, stepping out.
Is she really going out with him?
Joe Jackson.
Is that him?
Yeah. Has five Grammy Award nominations. Yeah, really stepping out, Joe Jackson. Out. New album is Fool.
If you were to use your, I like that you don't see color, Eric, with the Jackson.
Yeah, I do. That's how I tell them apart. So they look like a fool and say, this guy's Michael's dad. I have to see the colors here. Friend better, lover good, friend better. He's got to be 80.
64.
Or 64.
Looks terrible.
Why are you aging him so fast?
Is he really getting that old?
Right. Started melodic. It just was a statement.
That old.
Is he really getting that old?
There's a band we play from San Diego, California, Switchfoot.
Yeah.
They've been around for a while. Native Tongue is their name. Where did we go wrong, my Lord? We forgot a song, my soul. Such a long way from my lips, my lungs, my native tongue.
Dragons have influenced
a lot.
Yeah,
they have. Everybody's imagining their dragons now.
How about All I Need?
All I need is a love that I believe.
That's Switchfoot.
Everyone's going out to
the
Super Bowl.
They were a little poppy, but my, yeah, we're going to have a huge Super Bowl performance soon. Everybody's doing it.
You're a Swede, John.
That's right, Eric.
You like Swedish melodic death metal with a chick singer?
Yes, except for, yes, parts of that are okay.
Arch Enemy, they've been around for a long time. Oh. Covered in blood.
You can't listen to any of it until
you
the
get 18th. None.
You get nothing and like it.
They locked up all 24 tracks.
Why bother?
Wow. Yeah.
Now that's an album.
That's That's salesmanship right there.
No singles for you. No singles for you.
Here's what the album cover that you'll never own looks like.
They're going to release all 24 tracks at once.
Yeah. I guess so.
It's genius, the way it used to be. Huh. Okay.
Next up is a band called Deer Hunter. I think this is one of your dad's favorite bands.
Oh, yeah. He's beyond that now. It's Southern Spanish Ibex Hunter now.
Oh, yeah. Deer's nothing to him.
No. It's done.
First hit, Deutschau.
Why hasn't everything already disappeared is the name of the album.
Okay.
Long title.
Yeah, very long.
Why hasn't everything already disappeared?
Lead singer Robert De Niro.
Yeah. Deutschau, Deer.
May God's will be done.
No, that was the last band.
Oh, damn it. I was hoping. Somebody's listened to the Beatles.
And let the devil be cast out on his tail.
All right, I'm done with this.
Not a fan?
About Element.
You like the Doors, so you like these guys.
Oh, I do not care for the Doors.
Kind of like the Doors of Return.
It is Doors.
Perfect for John.
Oh, it's great for a guy like me. King of Cans.
Next band, and our last one on the list, they have a little local flavor. Michael Gilbert. He's a fan of the show. He emails in every once in a while.
He's a lovely man.
Stopped by the van a few times. Flotsam and Jetsam has a new album, The End of Chaos.
This is the band that Newstead was in?
Yeah.
Years and years
long
ago.
Time. Long
so
time.
Was sodomizing Linda's former bass player, Jeff Barbary.
That was just for a cruise ship.
He doesn't even get a mention on the.
There's been so many members.
Yeah, there's a lot of past people.
They have the song Alley Pooper.
That's why he got fired from landscaping and started working for Flotsam and Jetsam. Because he took it to my alley. That's enough. Nice job, Mike. Go get him.
Demolition Man, you don't
Keep
want
on
one more?
Sure.
There you go. Gordon's trying to headbang in his car and he's missing his hair.
There you go, that's Flotsam. Right
Ocular
there.
Baby.
Yeah. Ocular lady.
What's the B-side you're going to be?
Don't call us, we'll call you.
Yeah, that's
the Sugar Loaf.
Brady your ashes are
gonna, the loaf.
Going to be on a record.
Earlier today, Brady was asked if he could be printed into a vinyl record, what would it be? And he chose Sugar Loaf. We all thought green-eyed lady, blue-eyed lady. Nope. It was the B-side.
You asked what B-side, Eric.
No.
So
well,
I
we were joking
said,
about
what
it.
B-side?
Like, yeah.
I know I led you like a dog.
That is true. Like a puppy down the... But
nailed it.
Even for a B-side, that's a B-side. That's like the B of B-sides. Don't call us, we'll call you. It charted all the way up to number 18, I think.
It did not chart.
It was up there. I looked
was it really?
I saw it. I can't remember the number.
18? Well, Brady's got something then.
Don't call us. We'll.
Somebody call. Might actually buy your ashes.
Call you. Spot on.
Don't do that. Don't call us is a song by the psychedelic band Sugarloaf. It peaked at, in Canada, it was number 5.
Oh, that's. Were you up in Canada then?
When did that come out?
74.
When did that come out?
And, yeah, 74. Did you wander off into Canada?
I was 9.
Bunny and Turp lost you.
It was gold.
You're wandering around the neighborhood.
Just coming off of Puff the Magic Dragon. Then I discovered Sugarloaf.
We'll call you.
I don't know. It's like 27th. But good for you. I can't find the good one. You can be pressed into that vinyl. Is that it?
That's it, man.
Oh, man. Post-holidays hot releases always suck. Go get Sugarloaf. There might be some Brady in it. It's as easy as that. Well, there you go. It's 9:38. That's your hot release of this one, boy. There's nothing. Flotsam Jetsam, just because it's a local guy, is a good person.
Yes.
Give him some cash.
Papa Roach is pretty solid.
Papa Roach wasn't bad. That was actually interesting. There you go. Entertainment drills coming up.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell? 98. I'm not cool with this at all. K-U-P-D.